cliffcentral.com.
We're going to be joined in a short while by Tato Mokgatla, who is the managing director of Live Languages. And this is part of our plan, I suppose, to introduce you to businesses that have had a very tough year and businesses that need a little bit of a leg up, really, you know, for people to find out about their business and what it is. And we'll find out from Tato what Live Languages is all about. And they offer language classes for most of the South African languages, as well as a few others. They offer translation services and a language-related research department. They speak English, Setswana. This is just him, by the way. Tato speaks English, Setswana, Xitsonga, Sisutu, isiZulu, and Tshivenda, and Mandarin as well. So let's find out from him what's going on there. Of course, we are highlighting various businesses over the course of the next few days, and this is in partnership with Ozo, who are an amazing online payments platform. Ozo have done tremendous things in their business this year, and they want to help you and your business. And Tato, it's nice to see you. How are you, sir?
Hey, I can hear you.
Perfect. Nice to see you, man. First of all, tell us about your business. It sounds amazing. It sounds like something we all need to be aware of.
Thanks. So it's started off as an online language learning school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of branched into translating and language-related research.
Now, I'm amazed. So, you speak how many languages yourself?
I speak 7.
Amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing, dude. And did you decide to do this just because you have a talent for languages and you thought, well, other people might need some of these skills? Or was it really because you're hugely passionate about language? Or was it just a good business opportunity?
I think it's a combination of all of them. So I realized that there aren't many online resources for African languages.
Mm.
And also, I also just am passionate about languages. And I think one of the things that sort of drove me was also because during school, there was always that narrative of like, this is an English medium school. So it made African people very uncomfortable speaking African languages in public spaces. And I just wanted to sort of help make a shift in that.
So how do we use your services, and tell us what you charge and what kind of business you have so that people can get online and join you if they want to learn?
Awesome. So with the classes, you can just log onto the website, which is www.livelanguages.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
And under the booking section, you can book a demo class for one of the classes that are offered, which is free. And then from then on, it's $150 an hour, and the classes are held via Zoom.
That's amazing. So the first little bit is the trial's free. That's terrific, because people might want to test it out first, see if they whether have any aptitude for this stuff. And then
exactly
only $150 an hour.
Yep.
Clever, man. That's very clever. Leanne, you have a thing for languages.
Yeah, I studied languages at varsity. And I think the hardest part was that I was learning Zulu and Northern Sotho in Afrikaans.
Wow.
Being an English person, that was the biggest challenge. And to think that I could have boosted my language knowledge by a service like this, I would have lapped it up.
Yeah.
So how's this year been? Because more people are using things like Zoom than ever before. And you don't have to be present in a classroom to learn a language anymore. I know a lot of people who listen to those language tapes, and that's how they learn. You know, now obviously you can listen to that on MP3 or on a podcast or whatever. But it must have been a good year for business, or has it been tough?
I think it was definitely a good year to start the business, because, I mean, the whole online thing has been introduced to everyone and everyone's comfortable with it. So yeah, I think it's been a good business year.
Have you got any competition, especially in the African languages?
No, actually, at the moment, I haven't seen any other site that offers this exact service with all the languages in the same place, as well as the translating. So technically, I don't, but technically, I do.
This is terrific, dude. I think this is so clever. You can go to livelanguages.co.za and find out more. Is the translation part of the business also growing?
Yeah, so the translation part of the business is actually growing really well. So one of my students, her name was Jade, she started this, well, she's a coordinator of this project called the Masakane Project.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically an online, it's a network of data scientists trying to create African resources online. So they're collecting a whole lot of African languages and just creating resources online. And they have a network on, they have a Slack group. And I think I got so much business from that group.
That's
so
awesome.
It's actually going pretty well.
That's terrific. Which of your languages is most popular at the moment? What do people want to learn? Mandarin?
Actually, Mandarin is the most popular at the moment. Although during lockdown, for some reason, it was Venda.
Well, I suppose the president is Venda, so maybe some people want to learn to speak his language.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know that Zulu is the biggest language of the African languages in South Africa, so there's obviously a lot of demand for that too. But do people come along so that they can be completely fluent or just so that they can have conversational use of the language?
They come on for different uses. A lot of people want to have conversational usage of the language, but there are a few people who can already speak and they just want to better themselves and become more fluent.
Apparently,
so far, who are you seeing a big response from? Is it from young kids? Is it from adults who want to broaden their languages and whatnot?
I'm seeing most response from adults and particularly business owners who want to learn how to speak their employees' languages.
That's interesting. Apparently, you're also learning to take on new languages, and you guys have got plans to have sign language represented. And what else?
So we also want to represent Koi Koi. So one of the research projects I got me in touch with the Koi Koi community, and they were not impressed about how their language is being represented. And currently in South Africa, it's regarded as Nama, and they're saying that the name is incorrect. So I wanted to also branch into that.
Right.
But it's difficult to find resources for the people who speak the languages to be able to actually teach the languages.
Right. And have you had people here, for example, Andre says that he's got terrible ADHD and tone limitations. So you must have different kinds of students coming in, and you must have to learn to cope with many different kinds of people. Obviously, as your business grows, you'll have more capacity to do that stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. I have learned to deal with different people, and I think it is easier because we're working on a one-on-one basis.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Well, listen, man, all I can say is well done. Great business idea. I'm sure it's going to thrive and grow. And I hope that that over December, lots of people have some time to think about their plans for next year, and then they come on and register for your courses.
Yeah, New Year's resolutions. I want to learn a new language.
Yes, definitely.
No, for sure. That's a good one. All right, so if you want to find out more, head along to the website, livelanguages.co.za, and Tato and his team will help you figure out how to learn. And you can learn any one of those languages. There are a whole lot on offer. Go and choose, and expand your boundaries. And by learning languages, you also improve your brain. So this is something that I think a lot of people might like to do. If you feel you've been coasting a bit this year, if you feel that you haven't had enough of a challenge, then it's definitely worthwhile to learn a new language, even just to learn a little bit of a new language. You'll pick up a word or two here or there, and it'll help you along.
Tato's officially taken over from, what is that TV show you used to watch, Gareth? Siafunda.
Siafunda. Yeah. It sounds good. Keep practicing.
Yeah.
I remember that show. I loved that show. That was where I learned all my Zulu words from an early age, like five or six. Nice. All right. Thanks so much, Tato. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Cool, man.
Can I just have a quick last note? So,
sure.
There is a big project in the pipeline. If anyone wants to get involved or is interested, it needs funding, you can just email me at info@livelanguages.co.za. It's involved in creating jobs for a lot of people. So
all right.
Hopefully that materializes by next year.
Well, that sounds amazing. Yeah, if there's someone who's interested in getting behind that from a funds point of view, then that sounds like a good plan. Tato Mokgatla, very nice to see you, sir. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Bye.
So if you want to do what Tato's just done and tell us about your business, especially because it's winding up for the end of a very, very tough year, then you need to be one of the six companies that get 10 minutes of exposure on this show with us. And that is free. And they make it possible because Ozo are interested in your business doing well, not just in their business doing well. You could tell us why your business deserves to be highlighted on social media. Use the hashtag somebody's business. #somebody'sbusiness. if you can't do that on social media, then you can always email us too. I mean, we'd prefer it if you could do it on social media, but you can always send an email to contact@cliffcentral.com. You could post on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, as long as you use the hashtag somebodysbusiness and contact@cliffcentral.com. We'll obviously notify you directly with more info, and then you can get on the show and tell us about your business. It's our way of giving back a little bit at the end of a very tough year. And thank you very much to Ozo, who've made it possible. That's OZOW. And if you haven't seen their payment platform, you haven't been paying attention, because they are all over the internet. Ozo is a terrific place for you to be able to pay small or large payments to other people, to pay for your goods and services online. They're really, really good, and you must check them out. They also used to be neighbors of ours in Rivonia. Their offices were just up the road, and Thomas Pays, I know that's a great surname for a payment platform, but Thomas is is the CEO there, and he's a very smart guy. He's built an incredible business, and he really just feels like he needs to give back and get more of us ahead of the curve wherever he can. So that's terrific stuff.
CliffCentral.com.